Dead at First Sight by Peter James. Read by Daniel Wayman. Chapter 1. Monday, the 24th of September. Life may not be the party we'd hoped for, but while we're here, we should dance, Gerald Ronson used to say. It was Jerry who had put him up to this. The reason he was standing in the arrivals hall of London's Gatwick Airport. A bit difficult to dance at this particular moment, but inside him, boy, was his heart pounding away. She would appear at any moment. His upright military bearing, conservative tweed suit, suede brogues and neat grey hair barbered earlier today were at odds with the sheer, utter childlike joy on his face. His whole body was jigging with excitement, with anticipation. His stomach was all twisted up. He felt like a teenager on a first date, except he was approaching 60, and he knew it was ridiculous to be like this. But he couldn't help it. And hey, this day had been such a long time coming, almost a year. He could scarcely believe it was finally here, that she was finally here. Most of the people massed alongside him were chauffeurs, holding up placards bearing the names of their pickups, peering hopefully at the throng emerging through the sliding doors. But Johnny Fordwater instead clutched a massive bouquet of pink roses, so big he needed both arms to hold it. Normally, the former soldier might have been embarrassed about carrying a bunch of flowers. He wasn't really a flowers kind of guy, but today was different. Today, he didn't give a monkey's what anyone thought. He was walking on air. And he only had one thought. Ingrid. She would be coming into the arrivals hall any second. The love of his life, who had told him she loved pink roses and rosé champagne. A fine bottle of that was on ice awaiting her back in his flat in Hove. Laurent Perrier. Vintage. Classy. For a very classy lady. The wait was tantalising. The butterflies were going berserk inside him. Butterflies he'd not felt since that first date with Elaine over 40 years ago, when, as a teenage student, he'd nervously climbed out of his rust bucket of an old Mini and walked up the garden path of her parents' house close to Brighton seafront. A cluster of people emerged through the doors, an elderly couple being driven on a buggy, their luggage stacked behind them. A large Middle Eastern family accompanied by a porter with a loaded flatbed trolley. A mother wheeling a suitcase with a small boy trailing behind her, pulling a little suitcase striped like a tiger. A group of serious-looking suits. Two nuns. A man in shorts, a Hawaiian shirt and flip-flops, with a woman wearing a sombrero the size of a teepee, each pushing along gaudy wheeled cases. "Come on, Ingrid, my darling, my love, mein Liebling, mein Schatz." He glanced at his watch. 7:08 p.m. 50 minutes had elapsed since the Munich flight had landed. He looked at the arrivals board, then pulled out his phone and double-checked on the flight tracker app for the fifth, or maybe sixth time, to make sure he wasn't mistaken. Definitely. 52 minutes ago now. Probably a delay with the baggage coming through, which often happened here. He looked at the luggage tags of passengers who had just emerged and were walking past him along the cordon, looking for the telltale EasyJet tags, which would show him they were probably on the flight from Munich along with his beloved, Ingrid Ostermann. He loved everything about her, including her name. There was something mysterious about it, something exotic, a woman of the world. A blonde in her late 30s, with cool, dark glasses, a short leather jacket and ankle boots appeared, striding confidently, pulling an expensive-looking suitcase. Ingrid! His heart did a double flip, then another. Then sank as she came nearer and he realised it wasn't her. Was it? She walked straight past him. He was about to check her photograph on his phone when she waved at someone ahead. He watched her step up her pace and fall into the arms of a tall guy with a ponytail. At least the Munich flight was coming through now, he thought. Hoped. He waited. Another 15 minutes. 20 minutes. Plenty more EasyJet tags, but no Ingrid.